What's up, you guys? Hey, what's up, you guys? Listen, the kids are down. The kitchen is actually clean. I swear to you. I would never lie to you. And now it's time to fold some laundry. This week, well, first before I get into it, it's only episode 2, and I already have an amendment. Last week, I misspoke. The island in Italy that I went to is in fact called Capri, not Positano. We did go there as well. It was lovely. Both were amazing. But I sure did mean Capri. I will never do that again. Hey, listen, one thing you will find here is flawless fact-checking. I will never do that again. You will never see that here. Not on my watch. This week on Folding Laundry, we're just going to have a cozy little chat about some stuff that I am enjoying lately because it is cold as balls outside right now. I am not being dramatic or over-exaggerating when I tell you that today was the first time I left my house, literally even went outside, like further than getting the mail, in 3 days. Three. It has been so frigidly cold. I have no interest in having my skin burned off or snow flying in my face or driving on snowy roads, even though we have a car that can do it, because I feel like in Michigan, it's silly if you don't have four-wheel drive, honestly. I mean, we've done it, but it's been horrible. But we have four-wheel drive, so I have really nothing to worry about, but I don't like it, and I didn't want to do it, and I didn't have to, so I didn't. This week, we're going to talk about all the stuff I am enjoying despite having seasonal depression, which most of us do, I can only assume. So it's good to focus on the good things, the tiny, tiny things that are making you happy and bringing you joy. First thing, let's kick it off strong with compression socks. Round of applause for compression socks. I just bought my first package of compression socks. I am a former student athlete. Not to brag. And also I am a former pregnancy haver. And so I have delightful things called varicose veins that I haven't had all my life, but now I do have them. And sometimes they bother me. And that's the reality of life. I am getting old. I'm over 30, and it really has been a turning point for me, just accepting the fact that I need compression socks. So here we are. I made it as fun as I possibly could, and I got like long, brightly colored ones. Obviously, they're long. Brightly colored ones with like fruit on them. So they actually make me happy when I look at them instead of being sad and depressed about my aging, decrepit body. And I love them. I've been wearing them all the time, and I bought them and immediately put them on, and it was, I'm not joking, immediate relief. The itching stopped. I don't know how much I want to get into varicose veins, but if you have them, you know. Let's just be so for real right now. If you have them, you know. If you know, you know. It's uncomfortable. And luckily mine aren't like super, super painful right now, but they have been bothering me lately. So I just kind of reconciled that I needed them. And so I got fun ones, and that's something that I'm loving, and I wear them all the time. Next thing is sauerkraut. Just gonna let that sit in the air for a second. I love pickled things. I love fermented things. I am a big pickle eater. I'll eat anything pickled, but specifically like kosher dill. I'll never say no to a kosher dill. Absolutely never. My husband and I have been trying to do relatively gut healthy meals, and having a little bit of sauerkraut with your meal is just a delightful treat to me. Many people would probably argue this, but I love a little Polish sausage and sauerkraut. It's true. It can't be denied. It's a delicious combo. The salty sausage and the pickled sour, you know, sauerkraut, the pickled cabbage. It tastes so cozy and it's so effing cold outside. It's truly, you guys, I don't want you to feel sorry for me, but I know we're getting, there's snow all over America right now in places it shouldn't be. It has no business being. Here in the north, the other day, it was like -5 and it's going to get down to like -17. It's horrific. It is a wasteland. But we got to make it through, okay? And we can. It's coming. The sun will come again. And I have to keep telling myself that. Otherwise, I'll truly go insane. I'll descend into madness. So, sauerkraut. Get into it. Another thing that I'm loving, since I'm trying to kind of switch up my beverage routine, is my new milk frother. I've been thinking about it for a while. We just have like a drip coffee maker. But I can't stomach more than one regular size cup of coffee in the morning anymore. I can really only do one. And then another one doesn't really sound good to me unless it's something special, unless something special is going on. So I was like, okay, how can I have fun, warm drinks that I actually want to drink? Because I do like drinking tea. Hear me. I know there's some other people out there like this. Drinking tea is nice. And obviously, it's not like very culturally American. I know in other cultures, like in the UK and in Ireland and stuff, tea is like water to them. They drink tea all the time, any time of day. That's not the case here. So like having tea is very much like a wind down nighttime thing, or, you know, like a cozy cold weather activity or something like that. But I don't really find any enjoyment in just drinking straight tea. Like, I do like adding milk to black tea. And I'm like, how can I elevate this? How can I 10x this? And I'll tell you how. It's a milk frother. So I've been having my little chai tea latte. It's my poor man's chai tea latte, where I steep some vanilla chai from a tea bag. And then I put some warm milk in there. And I froth it up. And oh, baby, it hits the spot. And then I don't drink as much coffee, and I don't drink as many, like, poppies, or, because I always have to be drinking something. I don't know why. I think, I've never been diagnosed with this, but I guess I have an oral fixation. I mean, it's hard to deny. I think I just like having something to snack on or drink at all times, and that's who I am. I can't rid myself of that part of my personality. So, new milk frother. Highly recommend. They're very cheap and they make your drinks fun. Put a little cinnamon on top. Another thing, moving right along. Reading before bed. This is actually working for me. It hasn't worked for me in the past. I'll be reading a book and I really want to wind down, get my eyeballs off my tiny screen that I've been looking at all day, that I'm enslaved to. And it really does help to get my eyeballs off of blue light and off of a screen a little bit before I try to go to bed. It helps me relax. There's so much science behind this. I can't cite a single source, but we all know it's true. Or it's been proven, anyway. And I've really been actually enjoying putting my phone down and reading before bed. And a lot of times I'm too tired, but I'm in a season right now where I'm not too tired, and I'm kind of picking bangers for books. I'm kind of like on a streak. And so I actually want to read the book that's on my nightstand, and I don't feel guilty. I don't just look at it and think, ugh, god damn it, I need to read that. No, I actually want to pick it up and read it, which is a miracle in and of itself. Reading before bed. Who knew? Amazing. The next thing, waking up with my kids in my bed every morning. Okay, let me say this with a caveat. Sometimes I am very grumpy when this happens because a child will have snuck in the wee hours, or like, you know, at midnight, right as I'm trying to go to bed, and they will kick me all night long, most of the time. And if that ends up keeping me up, it's not a fun experience. It's not cozy at all. I saw this like meme, I guess, the other day that was like, toddlers really do be getting out of bed in the morning and just going right after it. I mean, it's like a dead sprint. They wake up dead sprint. There is no easing out of sleep. It's true and it's shocking. It shocks me all the time. But recently, they have been just kind of coming in right as the sun's coming up and getting cozy in our bed, and then I'll put on like a story time podcast or something and try and rest at least a little bit longer, probably not sleeping, but resting. And it's cozy, and I'm trying to soak it up a little bit because my oldest is 5 and he's going to go to school in the fall. And so all these moments, which my next thing is slow mornings, is something I've been enjoying, which we always have as a family. We've always had slow mornings. My husband and I have very flexible schedules, so we always have very slow mornings. We hang out together, we drink our coffee, we play games, and then depending on the day, the kids get picked up and go over to their grandparents' house. But yeah, slow mornings, I'm really, really trying to mentally relax into instead of just kind of trying to rush through them or take them for granted, because that's not going to be the case come fall. I'm going to have to be hauling my ass out of bed and taking a kid to school. And I'm excited about that, but it's going to mean earlier mornings. So I'm trying to really cherish this time and appreciate it. One more thing that I've been enjoying is the color red. I wrote a whole Substack post about it. Like everybody else right now, obsessed with red. I love a pop of red. I love color in general. I'm kind of moving into the phase of life where I'm tired of white walls. I'm tired of wearing beige and black and brown all the time. Crying, desperately yearning, desperately for more color in my life. And whenever I see the color red, just like, you know, a bright cherry red, it scratches something in my brain. It makes me feel joy. It makes me feel comfort. It makes me feel excited. I love a pop of red in my outfit. I love a pop of red in our house. I love designing with red. I love it. I can't be stopped. I am a woman possessed with red. I thought of another one. Nail care. In the past, I don't have hands or nails that I necessarily love. Like my nail beds aren't great. But I have realized in the past couple years that I like having my nails done, and it makes me feel like my outfit or my, you know, self-care routine is complete. I feel a little bit more put together when I have nails. So I've just been doing like press-ons for a long time, and it's great and it's doing the job, but that glue, baby, that glue will rip you up. So I have kind of stockpiled some gel nail stuff that I'm enjoying, but it's not just that. It's not just like doing gel nails. It's the actual nail care. I'm finding that as I move through life, things that I found very tedious before are now becoming things that help me unwind. It's a very strange sensation. Like coloring used to be very tedious to me. It used to stress me out. Maybe that's because I'm a little bit of a perfectionist or whatever. I just didn't have the patience for it. But now I love stuff like that. I love the slowness of a puzzle. It's okay if it takes days and my back hurts while I'm doing it. It's actually enjoyable to me. Doing my nail care, using my little like nail drill and, you know, doing all the things for my nails that, yeah, I'm hunched over for like 45 minutes doing this, but I like getting lost in it and taking my time, and it doesn't feel tedious. It feels like peaceful and relaxing. And I think that's probably another reason why I'm enjoying reading before bed is this is going to sound so cliche, but the art of slowing down is becoming something that's important to me, I think. I feel that way with housework as well. The chores that need to be done. Why am I rushing? Why am I trying to move at the speed of light if I don't have to? Obviously, sometimes I only have like 30 minutes while my kids are doing something else. But if I don't need to hurry, then I'm trying really hard to slow down. And this is not a novel idea, but it is something that I am struggling with, but I'm very aware of it. I'm finding myself pausing during a task and allowing myself to take my time. It's crazy, dude. It's crazy. It's crazy how much less stressed I am as a person and how I don't end up snapping at my husband or at my kids or, you know, being grumpy with my friends or anything if I'm taking my time doing the shit I want and need to do. Who's rushing me? I have nowhere to be. I didn't leave my house for 3 days. I don't need to do anything. I have no appointments, okay? I can take my time. And that is a great realization. It really has transformed the way that I move through my life. I'm not in a rush anymore. The final thing that I am enjoying is my printer. I bought a printer, I don't know, sometime last year, for a job that I'm working on. It was necessary for that, to print out proofs and stuff, but I am so locked in with my printer right now. We are besties. I am printing everything I possibly can. And holy crap, I did not realize how expensive printer ink cartridges are. I remember them being expensive when I was a kid because, like, if you're my age, probably your parents had an in-home printer. You had to print out MapQuest. But, God, can you just remember, like, we had to get around looking at maps. Just think about that for a second. What? I don't think I could read a map if I tried right now, if my life depended on it. Maybe that's dramatic, but I don't want to. I don't want to look at a map. But I'm loving my printer. I'm printing out coloring pages. I'm printing out activity sheets for my kids. I'm printing out calendar pages for like custom calendars and stuff. I'm loving it. Anything I can print. Hey, you need something printed? I got you. Send me the PDF. I'll print it off. I'll mail it to you. Just let me know. Okay, I lied. This is the last thing that I'm loving. I am loving writing again. This is a bigger thing. I love writing. I've always loved writing. Now I feel less nervous or self-conscious about A, putting my writing out there, B, needing to have a fully formed idea. Who cares? It's a creative impulse for me to write. And so I have been loving writing anything, creative pieces, essays, poems, lists, you know, things that are more informative, writing about food, writing about parenting. I'm absolutely all in with writing right now. And to that end, I'm really in a reading era. I wrote a whole Substack post about this, about my past year with reading, and I've gotten on Goodreads recently, and I am very much enjoying writing book reviews. I find that very fulfilling, and also, it's like a book report. I loved writing book reports when I was a kid. Oh my gosh, it was one of my favorite things to do. Summarizing a book and like talking about what you got out of it and what you think the author was thinking here, interpreting things, putting it in cultural context and historical context of like when it was written, what it was written about, the different genres. That shit lights me up, dude. I love it. I'm also trying to vary the genres that I'm reading about so that I'm forced to, when I do give my quote-unquote book report on Goodreads, I'm forced to not just write about stuff that I know. You know, fiction is very fun to write about. It's very fun to analyze. It's a little bit more difficult to analyze nonfiction or even a biography or a memoir or something like that. because there's not a lot of interpretation. So I'm trying to vary the things that I'm reading as well. I'm reading right now, I just picked up Tuesdays with Maury, which is a very, I guess, famous book. It's a New York Times bestseller. It's widely renowned. It is kind of a memoir, written about a man and his journey with his college professor. And his college professor is diagnosed with ALS. And basically, this man, Mitch, I think it's by Mitch Albom, he basically gets tons of life lessons from Maury at the end of Maury's life. And it's very inspiring. It really is. I'm enjoying it so far. I like to do a little mix up after I've read a large fiction piece into something more connected with real life. So that's it. That's the stuff I'm loving. That's it right there. That's all the stuff. I will catch you on the flippity flop, I guess. Yeah. I'll see you next week.